Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, baby. What a stinker in Minnesota. The longest touchdown the 49ers have ever given up in franchise history. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. After not getting a touchdown on fourth and goal from the two-yard line, they run a cover zero blitz. Purdy, not a clean pocket. Free rusher. They knew it was a free rusher coming. He pats it down. Was it Van Ginkle? And then the next couple plays later, play action pass. And this is the play we'll break down with Baldy tomorrow, and the play we'll break down today. 888-957-9570, because the Niners lost in every facet of the game. Special teams, offense, defense, coaching, you name it. Minnesota was the better team by far and away. The Niners were lucky to be in that football game in the fourth quarter. But that 97-yard touchdown pass from Sam Darnold to Justin Jefferson, clean pocket, steps up. And George Odom is at the line of scrimmage pressing Justin Jefferson. Tig Brown is over the top. Got caught looking in the backfield on the play-action pass because Minnesota was being effective early on in running the football. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, Justin Jefferson did the rest. It smoked Odom and Tig Brown. That's kind of a microcosm of what went down yesterday. I thought a big field goal before halftime for Minnesota. Purdy wasn't all the way on this game. Even though he threw for 300 yards, he wasn't on his game. Flores had a hell of a game plan. Shit ahead. Got out coached yesterday. So Shaskins would like to dissect here. It's not doom and gloom. It's week two. They're 1-1. But after the news of Christian McCaffrey being out for at least 4 weeks, and folks, I got news for you. I don't think it's going to be 4 weeks. People are feeling detention right now with the 49ers coming off of that training camp.
Okay, so obviously this is not the end of the world, but that was a crummy loss. Like it just is. It's a crummy loss. Here's my biggest takeaway, and I want to get into all of it. Like, there's so many elements to this game. Does my coach understand clock management? Does my coach understand that, like, at the end of a game in the fourth quarter, there are only so many scenarios that can play itself out, right? So, like, obviously, what happened in the Super Bowl is going to hang over him forever, right? There's just no other way around it. But I swear to God, I wanted someone to ask him the whole, like, the sequencing in the fourth quarter. How does a 12-year-old playing Madden understand when to go for two? How does a 12-year-old playing Madden understand that a 5-yard delay of game penalty in the third quarter is not worth burning a timeout for? All right? When you literally completed a pass on 2nd and 17 two plays prior. How do they not understand this? Last year, McVay burned more timeouts in the third quarter than anybody in the NFL, and he hires himself a clock management guru. Shanahan needs to do the same. I don't know what they were doing. The final drive, you're down multiple scores. So even if you get a touchdown, you're fighting the clock, okay? You're fighting the clock. Like, we can talk about getting out-hit, out-schemed. Like, I have all that. But, like, to me, do you understand the clock? I'm watching Eberflus in the Sunday Night Football game. He understood, I have one timeout left. I need to score a field goal here to be able to stop the other team and get the give myself a chance to get the ball back to give me an opportunity. When you're down multiple scores and you have zero timeouts, okay? The only other timeout left when it's over the two-minute warning is that two-minute stoppage. And instead of kicking a field goal after the Sobert play over the middle, okay, they decide to run up to the line and they're going to score a touchdown. And then coming out of the two-minute break, you throw a backwards pass to Debo. Like, the results are irrelevant to me. What tells me there, do you understand clock management? That was my biggest takeaway from yesterday. Like, really? You're allowed to have a stinker of a game. You're allowed to turn the ball over. You're allowed to muff a punt. You're allowed to, I don't know why, but you're allowed to not get stops on third down. You're allowed to let Sam Darnold have a monster game and Justin Jefferson to have one of those iconic moments. What you're not allowed to do is not understand clock management and possession. And to me, that's the number one takeaway from this game. Kyle, do you understand? When you're down multiple scores, clock is your enemy.
Well, I don't know if that's my number one takeaway. It's a problem, no doubt about it, but it's not my personal number one takeaway. My number one takeaway is third down. And they're struggling right now to get off the field on third down. And yesterday, third down, they were unable to stay on the field by converting third downs. They were 2-10 on third down, which, you know, despite owning the time of possession for the second week in a row, they had over 34 minutes of time of possession. They were 2-10 on third down. So not extending drives, not converting on critical downs. 1-3 on fourth down. You're 1-3 on fourth down. You're 2-10 on third down, and you give up 7 third down conversions. That to me is not good enough, especially on the final drive where Minnesota is up 20-14, and they burned over 6 minutes of time of possession, 6 minutes and 46 seconds off a drive by converting on multiple third downs. I look at the third down before halftime, 3rd and 13. You're up. You're down 10-7. Donald hits Jefferson. They get a first down on 3rd and 13. It sets up a field goal that looms large at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. It looms large. Those extra 3 points make it a 2-possession game. So, you know, you got out schemed. Flores has something on Shanahan and Purdy. He disguised so much stuff to the point where Purdy, after the game, was like, hey, dude, your scheme is crazy,
that
bro.
That was crazy.
Like, that was crazy. But Purdy was befuddled at times yesterday. And in the pass game on third down, Jordan Mason ran great. No problem with the back-to-back 100-yard days. But the McCaffrey loss in the pass game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now you don't have that running back to throw to out of the backfield. That's going to loom large here over the next month or two.
I don't know if you saw any like breakdowns after the game on the different networks, but I was listening to the various conversations about like what exactly did Brian Flores do? Because we're watching like the telecast feed and like, you know, the NFL network and stuff. They have access to some of the different angles that we don't get a chance to see. And they're like, look, you got to understand that when you have CMC in the backfield as a check down option, you're forced to run more zone than you would like. And when you can man up across the board and then drop your safeties deep, now you can have 6-7 sometimes 8, they did one time, guys that are dropping back. And so you have man-to-man and various zones. You're not worried about the check down going for 15 yards, going for 7-8 yards when it's just a 2- and 3-yard check down. So it just changes the back end of that coverage. Well, last year, when you run a zone, Ayuk had 18 yards to catch, right? Deebo Samuel was eaten. George Kittle was eaten. And we know that Brock Purdy will dice up your windows in zone. Yesterday, how many different times did you see a linebacker sprinting over the middle? Now, that guy is being defended by one guy. And here comes the zone defender or the other guy sprinting over to bat that ball that they wanted to throw in the middle of the field. You saw it on Deebo, Juice. You saw it on the interception pass. Like, they were kind of lucky there weren't more interceptions in that game. And I actually thought Purdy played a pretty decent game, given that he was lit up 6 times for sacks.
Yeah, he got sacked 6 times yesterday. I don't think Trent Williams had a great game yesterday. He got called for a hold. He wasn't as sharp. And that's to be expected after he missed all of camp. Although last week he didn't give up pressure on Monday Night Football, I don't think he was as sharp yesterday. This who's this kid? For the Minnesota Vikings.
Van Winkle?
No, Blake Cashman.
Oh.
13 tackles.
He had his hand
3 on passes defense to sack. He was everywhere for Brian Flores. Cashman, it's like, man, he's making some cash today. Literally, against the 49ers going sideline to sideline. He was everywhere. But to your point about, you know, I thought the loss of McCaffrey in the pass game was really looming because all of a sudden the screen game is not there. You can't run your typical screens. You're not affected by the screen. So Minnesota's like, hey, they're not going to run. He ran a couple tight end screens to George Kittle, but not to Christian McCaffrey at all. So, and then the deep shots. Can I get a deep shot or two? I feel like you got to stretch the defense at various times in the football game to let them know. Now, I don't know if the deep routes were involved. I don't know if they were dialed up or whatnot, but not too many deep shot. Not one deep shot over like 30 yards yesterday. Shasky, just give me a bob to try to test the defense here. Maybe you didn't have the time to do it. I'm not sure. Ayuk didn't look great. I saw the first play of the game. If you go back and look at the first play of the game, I get off the line of scrimmage. I know I'm bouncing all over the place here, but I used off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Just got bumped out of the route. I was like, wow. I mean, just bumped out of the route. It was like, whoa, what's going on here?
Where's his, I'm not trying to dissect it, like, but where was the normal energy that you see from him after he makes a play? Like last year, he'd make a play and there was a swagger. There was a confidence. I'm not here to say that like the guy doesn't want to play on the team. That's way too far of an angle. But like, sums up. And then he catches that pass on 2nd and 17 before they burn that timeout. Yeah. He makes a big time catch. I'm like, wow. After the first drive, you didn't see anything from Ayuk for almost two full quarters. And then he makes a big catch. And then he jogs off the field?
Yeah.
He's jogging off the field. What? Like, guys, we're down here. We can ill afford to have Ayuk walking off the field as Kittle is being announced. Kittle is on a cart getting an IV. Like, what are we doing? Something's going on with the Ayuk thing. And to me,
he's not ready yet.
It was the energy.
He's not ready yet. He's not. And we knew that was baked into the equation. So I don't remember what Bob. 510 says what Bob to Debo on the sideline. Okay, but. I just thought Minnesota was just a better team. At the end of the day, they out-physicaled the 49ers. They out-hit the 49ers. They out-coached the 49ers. They out-schemed the 49ers. And you know what? Sam Darnold made himself some money yesterday.
Bonte.
He's going to be a free agent after the season. And a lot of people laughed at Sam Darnold, but with Justin Jefferson, and they didn't have Jordan Addison. God forbid they had Jordan Addison yesterday. Minnesota just has the 49ers number up in that stadium. They haven't won there since 1992. And for whatever reason, the Niners can't get stops on third down right now. And that's the other question. We're going to have a conversation about Nick Sorensen in third down soon. They got to figure out third downs. Well, it's borderline egregious. I know we talked a lot about Steve Wilks last year, the cover zero blitz at the end of the first half. That's bad. That's bad, bad. It probably cost him his job. But to have George Odom in press man against Justin Jefferson down at the goal line, and you get no pressure, and the help is Tig Brown. So you got George Odom and Tig Brown trying to guard the best wide receiver in football. That's a joke. That needs to be examined.
With your number one cornerback in postgame being asked by, is it Matt Lively from KPIX?
Matt Lively.
He's asked him, like, hey, well, you know, what's going on? You know, the ball's not getting thrown your way a lot. Charvarius Ward says, well, you know, I like to play exclusively against the number one receiver of the other team. He's already calling out the DC? What? What? Like, okay, the throw of the game, everyone's going to look at the Justin Jefferson ball, and that was a beautiful throw. The amount of times Darnold climbed in the pocket and made great throws was bountiful. I mean, it was many of them. This was the throw of the game. It's 3rd and 8.
Yep.
They're on the fringe field goal zone, okay?
Naylor.
Where it's not a guarantee that they hit it, but they're probably going to hit. And if you get a stop there and they get a field goal, you've got time because, again, you still had your two timeouts because you burned one in the third quarter. And Darnold throws a 27-yard strike over Yadam's shoulder, and it was right to Naylor. It was a perfect
26
throw. It was a perfect
third
throw.
3rd and 8, 26
absolute
yards.
Perfect throw, and right there, they get to kind of basically soak
field
up
goal
time.
Range.
And then he has another third down to get them right into the goal line, which soaks up another 3 or 4 minutes or whatever, 2 or 3 minutes. But to me, those were the plays for Sam Darnold. You referenced his run earlier.
Yeah.
What are we doing? I don't even know what the coverage was on the back end on that. It was just...
Well, there's three guys over there. It looked like they're in the zone. I'm not sure what the hell was going on that play, but three guys around there. Darnold just throws a dime down the seam to Naylor, 3rd and 8 at the 46-yard line. So they run 6 minutes and 46 seconds off the clock. Remember, they received the kickoff when the Niners cut it to 20-14. They received the kickoff. Now there's a conversation whether or not you go for two. You go for two because... you limit them to a field goal, all of a sudden you're down 23-15 instead of 23-14. So the situation and the math is just not mathing right now for this 49ers coaching staff and Kyle Shanahan. But the Vikings received the ball with 10 minutes and 16 seconds left. By the time the Niners got the ball back, there was 3:30 left.
It was a great drive by them. And credit to Minnesota Vikings, they were running the ball all game. If it weren't for this, by the way, it's taken 20 minutes. If it wasn't for multiple miraculous Fred Warner plays, They lose by multiple touchdowns going away. Let's just call it what it is. Fred had a red zone interception on a beautiful, I mean, he was diving, twisting, going back, and then Fred punches the ball out from Aaron Jones on a perfectly dialed up screen pass while they were blitzing D'Amino Lenore on the opposite end. I thought Kevin O'Connell was in his bag. How about the 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9 play where he runs the rub route and frees up a wide open guy and the DBs are not paying attention. They get the turnover, okay, on Brock Purdy. What's the first play? Let's do the fake. We're going to have the wide receiver come inside the tight end and then slip out for a wide open touchdown. You could dial up 7 or 8 specific plays from this one where Kevin O'Connell was light years ahead of the 49er coaches.
Yeah, no, he was really schematics. Good. He was really good yesterday. Sam Darnold had this pass rush, man. I know Bosa ended up with 2 sacks, but it's not enough. And, you know, Ty Chandler ran hard for the Vikings yesterday over 80 yards. The fact that they're running so much at Nick Bosa as a defensive end, that's alarming to me. Opponents are way too comfortable running at number 97. And you're right. Frank Warner made Hall of Fame level plays. He doesn't get the interception. Minnesota goes up 17-0. He doesn't force the fumble. Minnesota goes up 27-7. So he made Hall of Fame type plays. Hall of Fame type. I mean, Fred Warner's playing out of his mind, but he has to right now because the pass rush is inconsistent. I didn't hear Leonard Floyd's name at all yesterday. Not once. Maybe he had to do some more blitzing. The scheme of the back end looks a little suspect right now. So we're learning right now. We're learning about Nick Sorensen, and he's on the clock. He's on the clock to figure this out. But Shanahan, that may be one of his worst games coached in the last 5 years.
So there's 10 minutes to go, you score a touchdown. I want to examine this for just 1 second. There's 10 minutes to go, you score a touchdown. How many possessions do you think are left in that game?
Oh, it's probably 2 to 3.
Total possessions.
At the most.
Okay, so you score the touchdown. It's 20-13, okay? You have the opportunity to kick an extra point. Now, if you kick the extra point, and they score a field goal, all right? Now they're up 9 points. That's 2 scores.
Yep. So go for 2.
If you miss the extra point, just hear me out. If you miss the extra point or you miss the 2-point conversion, it's 20-13. If they kick a field goal, they're up 10. It's still 2 scores.
Yep.
Either way, if you go for the 2 points right then and there, it's 20-13. You get the 2. It's a 5-point game. And if they score a field goal, it's an 8-point game, which means it's a touchdown and a 2-point conversion away. How? This is on a laminated sheet.